Today's a travel day for the New York Yankees and Florida Marlins. They're tied 1-1 in the World Series. One Yankee star, Jason Giambi, looks like he's going to have to deal with more than designated hitting, though. He's got a subpoena to testify before a federal grand jury in a far-reaching steroid case. The U.S. Olympic team was hit with a steroid scandal last week when a disgruntled track coach alerted anti-doping authorities to a new designer drug. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spoke with San Francisco Chronicle sports writer Gwen Knapp to learn more.
Gwen Knapp, tetrahydrogestrinone. Is this a steroid? Is it banned? What does this do?
Well, they don't know yet exactly what it does. What they do know is that the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency believes that it was a form of a steroid that was altered specifically so that it couldn't be detected in urine tests. It remains to be seen what actual effect it has or why anybody would have taken it.
Is the U.S. the only country whose athletes might be using it, or is it because it was the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency doing the investigating that it was only U.S. athletes who were caught?
Well, right now the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is the one that discovered it. They're the ones that basically broke down the steroid. Somebody provided them with a sample of it, a track coach, they said. And so they're the ones who broke it down so that they could find a way to test for it. However, other countries are stepping forward and saying they're going to start testing for it. The NFL has said that they're going to start testing for it.
So far, several professional athletes, including baseball players like Barry Bonds of the Giants and Jason Giambi of the Yankees, have been pulled into this investigation. They've been subpoenaed recently. What's the update on that?
The track coach, according to the officials who talked about this first, said that the THG could be traced to a laboratory in Burlingame, California, called Balco Labs, which is run by a man named Victor Conti. And he has been a nutritional advisor for several athletes, including Bonds, and Jason Giambi just said that he worked with Victor Conti and also that he has been subpoenaed by a grand jury to discuss this. There was a raid at the Balco Labs in September after Labor Day, and recently it was disclosed that there were samples of substances that might be steroids found during the raid. Right now, as far as we know, the reason that they want the athletes to testify at the grand jury is to find out how much money might have passed on to this lab to see whether or not there were any tax violations.
So Bonds has talked about his use of the lab. Presumably, at least what he said publicly, indicates that what the lab was doing was on the up and up, at least regarding his services. What was he using the lab for?
Well, according to everything that they've reported, everything that they've said, and by the way, he has not spoken about this since the lab was raided.
Mm-hmm.
But what they say that it does is that the lab tests their urine and blood samples to see what nutrients might be missing, and then the people who run the lab provide nutritional supplements that make up for any deficiencies.
Now that they have this test which can detect THG, even though they don't know exactly what THG does yet, some people are talking about going back and testing old urine samples, for instance, with NFL athletes. Will that be feasible?
Well, I don't know how far you can go back. I don't even know how long they keep the samples. But one of the most interesting things about this is that there have been a handful of Olympic-caliber athletes who have said in the last few years, take my blood, test it now. Not only that, freeze it, so that in future generations, when you come up with more sophisticated testing, you can find out that I was clean, you can discover that I wasn't involved, because you'll have my blood for years.
Gwen Knapp, sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.